Jeremiah Nelson. He was born and raised in Brookings. He has worked for Daktronics of Brookings for about 9 years. What led to his decision to run for city council? Nelson says he's a fiscal conservative and wants to see the city get back on the right path.
Really comes down to over the last couple of years, I've always been interested in our city politics. But really the last couple of years, the way everything was kind of handled was disappointing for me. And I started looking around at who else was running, and nobody else seemed to be stepping up that was echoing my feelings and my thoughts. So, you know, the old saying, if not me, then who? So here I am.
What does he think of the way the Brookings City Council responded to the COVID-19 pandemic? Nelson says initially they did the best they could with the information they had.
My concern comes 6 months, a year, year and a half down the road. I think they overstepped. I think they took too much privilege with what they were allowed to do. And unfortunately, nobody was willing to step up and really combat that. The shutdowns and everything were too far.
What does Nelson see as the most pressing need for the city of Brookings?
Realistically, our biggest one is our school districts right now. You know, we're getting ready to go to bond again for Hillcrest and Madera. And I know that's mainly the school board's purview. But one of the things I would like to do is have the city start setting aside some money every year. So when it does come time for these schools to need upgrading, that the city could step in and be like, hey, you know, here's some of it. It may not be all of it, but at least take some of the tax burden off the people.